We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Jackie Petru of SweetLiberty.org. I just wanted to mention before we get back to our conversation and a couple of callers that Richard Cummings story, Dr. Richard Cummings story, entitled Lockheed Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, can be picked up at BATR.net. That's Breaking All the Rules News, BATR.net/BATR News. And the description of this article says, if you think the Iraq war hasn't worked out very well for anyone, think again. Defense contractors such as Lockheed are thriving. And no wonder. Here's the story of how Lockheed's interests, as opposed to those of the American citizenry, set the course of U.S. policy after 9/11. I have not completed Dr. Cummings' article yet, but it's a very lengthy article. And again, given his writing ability and his past connections to all kinds of people in the American intelligence community and foreign policy establishment, that will be well worth your time. And I would suspect that by now LouRockwell.com has also posted that story entitled Lockheed Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. That's my friend Dr. Richard Cummings up in upstate New York. Very interesting reading there. Other things at BATR News, as promised, I managed to get Joe Fields' information posted on his No More Wars for Israel conference out in Orange County, California, March 24th and 25th. You can find that at the four-year information listings under BATR, which is, again, Breaking All the Rules News at BATR.net/BATR News. And if you go up to the so-called American Memory column, you'll see a couple of interesting things that are well worth highlighting. One of those is that, as promised, I finally managed to get this CFR and population control document coming from Anthony Lake and Christine Todd Whitman posted. That document is entitled More Than Humanitarianism, A Strategic U.S. Approach Toward Africa. The CFR and population control, what does it mean? What is the significance of it? We will, of course, in the days ahead, be examining that story more closely. And also at American Memory, at Breaking All the Rules News, you can see Robert Perry's story at ConsortiumNews.com on the Reverend Sung Myung Moon and the Washington Times. And that story is entitled The GOP's $3 Billion Propaganda Organ. Well worth your time. Again, that's Robert Perry, P-A-R-R-Y, talking about the Reverend Sung Myung Moon and the Unification Church and the Washington Times. Jackie, again, all these things get back to all sorts of links in kind of a spider web that I don't pretend to have a real grasp of, but it's suggestive of a few things. In terms of the Council for National Policy and figures like Tim LaHaye, for example, what role does the Reverend Sung Myung Moon play in this, and what all is behind this Washington Times newspaper?
Well, he is the owner of the Washington Times.
Yes.
And I do know, I don't know a whole lot about all of the activities, but Jerry Falwell evidently was in some big financial trouble. He was bailed out by Moon. So
yes,
there is a real connection there. I really don't have enough information to talk about it, but I do know that there's a very, very close connection with the Reverend Sung Myung Moon and these so-called conservative Christian conservative leaders. Something I would like to mention, if I may, regarding our website at sweetliberty.org, for our listeners, if you go over to the left sidebar and scroll down, all of our articles are organized under issue sections, and each of those issue sections are listed on the sidebar, Wolves in Sheep's Clothing being one of them, the one that we've been discussing today.
Okay, we'll get back to that after the break and take a couple of callers. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you from San Antonio. Stay tuned.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Jackie Petru of SweetLiberty.org. And I want to take a caller or two, Paul in Delaware. You're on the line for Jackie Petru. Go ahead, Paul. Is Paul still there? Paul, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead. Are you there, sir?
Yes, this is Mark Dankoff's America Live. Go ahead for Jackie Petru.
Yeah, caught me at the job site. I'm out here working at the Air Force Base, and I'm doing new construction. And I just found out that now they're privatizing all of the base houses, and the military personnel have to pay for the houses. But, of course, they're getting a free check. But my point is, someone, once again, has scammed the American public. Now, regarding, I've been listening to your show, and I've been hearing about all the horrible people in the movement and Lafferty and the rest of them. But my point is this, and I am sick and tired of it, and I am disgusted that Stat Miller won't let me on his radio program because I consider myself a talk show host that is being barred. because my talk show, I'm sick and tired. I've been hearing it since I was a kid of talking, and we're still facing the same problems. You know why? Because no organization and no action. I'm tired of hating on Lafferty. I don't need someone to tell me Lafferty's no good. I know what we need to do, and if it isn't done, that person's no good. Comments.
Does he want me to comment?
I guess. Go ahead.
Well, my comment is this. It appears to me that any organization that gets formed and organized, if it goes any place, it's formed and organized by controlled opposition. And I'll mention even We the People. Our organization, the CDR, was never organized, but we didn't have members. We were just a networking organization, and we called ourselves an organization. We were working at a state level, and the problem is that those of us who try to do things like this, for 3 years I did it. I emptied out my savings account, my life savings, at the time by doing it, and when I ran out of money, it was done. Because everybody is looking for a leader, and I'm wary of organizations for that reason. Because even if they start with great intentions, look at the Minutemen border.
Comments, Jackie. I got a comment regarding organizations.
Yes.
Yes, I understand about that. Now, regarding organizations, there's a lot of organizations that are wasting time. The problem is, all organizations are looking for a savior. Whether it's Jesus Christ or George Bush, someone else is going to do it all for them.
Yes.
And that's why we're facing the problems we're facing, because everyone else is waiting for someone else to do it.
That's
and
what
I'm
happens.
Sick of it. So one last point. I'd like to promote my MySpace account. It's myspace.com/areyouacultmember. And if anyone cares, you know what I mean? I don't get many hits. But if you care, we will see. Because I'm someone that's going to get something done, and I've been getting things done.
That's great.
Thank you, Paul. Rita in Texas, you're on the line for Mark Dankoff and Jackie Petru. Go ahead, Rita.
Hello. I hear Paul's frustration. However, I look upon RBN as an informational conduit for people to become informed, because without getting the truth, you can't get into action.
That's right, Rita.
You know,
I guess, Rita, I would affirm that by simply looking in my own life where, you know, I'm 51 years old. I'll be 52 this summer. And when I consider the number of years that I spent in well-intentioned political activism in the American right that absolutely went nowhere. And that even included my involvement in 1992 and 1996 as a volunteer with Buchanan's campaigns for the presidency here in the state of Texas.
And he's another one.
Well, you know, we might talk about him here shortly, but as far as Rita's perspective, I was fighting a quixotic battle without recognizing it for years because I believed many of the right things but didn't understand why the horses I kept riding were going nowhere, and why some of these guys, you know, like Reagan and Jack Kemp and so forth, were getting elected to these various positions, and yet year after year the problems remain the same. So I think Rita's point is well taken here, that before you can fight an effective fight, you first have to know who and what the real enemy is and how he operates. And to stop wasting time in organizations, in situations that have a stated purpose, and they have some fine people connected with them. Not all of these people, we hasten to add, are diabolical or conspiratorial people. If we get into that kind of thinking, then we could say that because I was a college campus organizer for Ronald Reagan in Indiana 30-some-odd years ago, or was involved at one time in working for Jack Kemp as a volunteer in the late 80s in Washington State because I didn't know any better, some of these other things, this would indicate that somehow I was a part of the conspiracy. That's simply ridiculous.
Yeah, right, we were duped.
Yeah, we were duped, and we admit that we were duped. I don't feel very intelligent when I have to say on the air that I admit that I was duped, but I was. And so I think it's important to distinguish, as we learn more, to distinguish from some of the people that are believed to be direct and active and sinister players in these things from folks like ourselves who from time to time have donated money and countless hours of volunteer time in directions where we were being used for nefarious purposes and did not recognize it.
Yes, and I'd like to just make a comment, if I may. Your
sure.
ignorance has nothing to do with your intelligence. Ignorance is uninformed. And I can hear that you're a tremendously intelligent person. I have a good intelligence. And it was our love for the country and for wanting to do something that had us getting involved. And there's just one more thought that I had, Mark, and for Rita. One of the things that, you know, we talk about fighting against this, if we stand always in our own private, personal life, with our family, with our friends, with associates, stand for what is right. And I say follow the golden rule. In other words, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. I see that as a light in this world, which is pretty dark right now. And the more of us that take individual responsibility and go with what we are led to do from within us, whatever that is, if we're asking, what can I do? What should I do? We'll be led, and whatever we do, then would wind up being the right thing.
Well, may I comment, if I may?
Sure.
Yes. I'm a little bit older than you are, Mark. I'm 60 years old. And I first became aware of something being wrong when I read a book way back in the early 70s called None Dare Call It Treason by John Stormer. I don't know if you've ever read that book.
Yes.
Long time ago, yes.
Yes. And then I personally knew and listened to Gordon Call, who was murdered by the FBI. He was the first person who was warning people about the Jews controlling the government.
Yes.
He did not want to pay the income tax for religious reasons. He believed in God, and he did not believe in helping the Jews to destroy our country. So he was murdered.
Right.
I'm very, very, I don't personally join any so-called organizations, because I know that the Jewish FBI and the CIA, they will destroy these people either by murdering them or they will imprison them. When I was in Austin, I was listening to Fritz Springmeier. He was exposing the bloodlines of the Illuminati. He's now sitting in a federal penitentiary. George Washington warned the American people when he said government is not benign. It is force, and like fire, if it's not contained, it will weave a path of destruction. And what I'm doing right now, I had sent Mark last night some sites that I came across, and basically I am warning anyone who's in the military, and I do it on a one-on-one basis,
yes,
that they are not under the command of the United States of the United States of America. I found the speech of Lieutenant Colonel Bud Farrell, who served in the Korean War, and he was talking about how all of our military was handed over by Truman to the Russian generals that are the head of the Security Council, which is a military force out of the United Nations. So our military is not under the command of our own nation. It is under the command of the Jewish communists. Communism, Zionism, and Judaism is all one and the same.
Talmudism, yes.
And furthermore, you know, there was a speech by Benjamin Friedman, who was a convert to Christianity. He was exposing how the Jews repudiate all of their promises and all their oaths, you know, in the synagogues. In other words, they can't be trusted. So if I'm hearing a Jew talking based on a Jew exposing them, as long as their lips are moving, I don't believe them.
Right,
you
Rita?
Know.
Benjamin Friedman's speech is on sweetliberty.org in our Israel section.
Right. I realize that. I picked it up last night.
There you go, honey.
It's on other sites. I don't know. I would recommend that you published also Myron Fagan's speech, where he goes into, you know, the Jewish conspiracy.
Yes.
I'm also trying to decompress myself from what I believe is propaganda that may be false propaganda concerning Hitler. Because I was reading this book, Plot Against the Church, written by Maurice Panay, and if the Jews are indeed traitors in the country, it stands to reason that a nation, once they discover traitors within their country, treason is punishable by death. And I firmly believe if we don't wake up here, we're going to be an added statistic.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Mark Gankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Jackie Petru of SweetLiberty.org. Among other things, we've been talking about the Council for National Policy. Bob in Texas, you're on the line for Jackie Petru. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, folks.
Hi,
Bob.
I'd like to tell both of you right off the bat that you may not realize how important an effort and work that you're doing, but you are. And like I tell Rita, everybody doesn't figure it out at the same time. And I'm reading the same book, and I actually was recommended on your show, Mark, The Plot Against the Church. And it's a diatribe against the Jews, but it's overly protective of the Catholic Church. And we have a trinity involved. We have the money factor, or the Masons, the Jesuits, and the Jews combining to take over the world.
Yes.
And I think that it's important that we be patient with our fellow men. And I'll tell you something, Jackie. Somebody posted a little book I have on your website. It's the Jewish calendar.
Oh, I found that. I had I sent that over to our... You're the one.
I have the book in my hand.
I sent that over to... When I found that, I sent that over to our webmaster.
Well, it was such a ridiculous fluke of pure luck that I even found it.
With all the Bushes.
Yeah, with all the Bush names. And at the time, you know, there were only 3,000 Jews in the country.
And you should say what that calendar is. It's a Jewish calendar on the Jews in the Revolutionary War, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you got all kinds of Bushes in there.
Four of them.
Yeah.
And one of them is even named George Bush.
Bob, that's wonderful. Thank you for that.
But, you know, I wanted to say that I never had a chance to call you and talk to you because you were on the shortwave and I was on the Internet. And I wanted you to know that I have read nearly everything on your site and listened to the archives, and I really appreciate everything that you did.
Thank you.
Expending your own money for this movement that nobody seems to appreciate.
Well, I think people do. I don't hear from everybody, but... You know, we've had millions of visitors to the website, and I've had so many people tell me that you've just... have you read the book Jewish Persecution, Bob?
Yes, I have.
And we've had thousands of people who have read that and have said suddenly the puzzle pieces are beginning to come together. And I wanted to say for Rita that the article she mentioned by Bud Farrell is in the section... How wars are made behind the scenes, and we start right out from the get-go and go down and showing that every single war, I mean, we haven't mentioned all of them, but they've all been orchestrated. There is nobody wants to go to war. It's always the rich man's war and the poor man's battle. And it's just wonderful talking to you.
Well, you know, I just wanted to tell Mark that he's probably the most articulate man that has entered this portion of this movement that is becoming aware of our enemy. And, you know, we're told in Scripture to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. And you talk about left and right gatekeepers, but there are gatekeepers strategically placed throughout our whole society, whether it's the colleges, the newspapers, the banking, the media. It does everywhere you go. And what you said earlier about creating organizations, as soon as you create one, the vice president will be somebody infiltrating.
Look at the Minutemen organization.
Yeah.
It's a project of the Declaration Alliance headed up by Alan Keyes.
You know, I wanted to actually focus a statement to Mark. Right there in San Antonio, Mark, you have John Hagee preaching to the huge audience of so-called evangelical Christians that are being misled to support this Israeli fraud. And he preaches from the Bible, and he leaves out scriptures that are so relevant to what he's expressing. When he discusses the attack on Israel, he fails to mention that the very people attacking Israel are Israel itself. I mean, when you go to Genesis chapter 10:3, and you see who the descendants of Japheth are, Gog, Magog, Togarma, and the Gomer and his bands, the only one that's left out of that conversation is Japheth and Ashkenaz. Ashkenaz is where the Ashkenazi Jews got their name.
Wow.
They make up 90% of the Jewish population today.
I think 95. I think you were right the first time.
Well, I don't want to overstate it.
State it, right.
But when you look at the attack upon Israel, it's an attack on the people Israel, not the state of Israel. And when it describes the country that will be attacked, it describes America, not the state of Israel that's over in the Middle East. And it also names the attackers. And like I said, Gog, Magog, Togarma, Gomer and his bands, that's who's going to attack. And Ashkenaz and Japheth, this whole family, are the attackers.
And even if you look at the name Israel, and you see that it's a combination of the goddess,
Isis, Ra, and El.
Isis, Ra, and El.
Well, in the final analysis, the Christian community is the only support mechanism that needs to be withdrawn to end this.
Yes, it's a very key player in all this, isn't it, Bob? This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Jackie Petru. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KUBAN Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest this morning is Jackie Petru of SweetLiberty.org. And looking at her site and clicking on some of the subsequent links that she provides, you come to a very interesting database of the Council for National Policy. This is off of Jackie's site, but her site leads to it. And, you know, as you look through this list of names, again, I when I'm starting to research these matters and getting into conspiracy theories, legitimate or illegitimate, involving organizations and individuals and agendas, it's sometimes hard to get a hold of these things in a way that's responsible and presentable. But when you look at the database for the Council for National Policy, and it's listed A through G, and then H through M, and then N through Z.
Yes.
It's very fascinating that the very first name on this list is Jack Abramoff. Now,
right.
You know, it seems to me that one does not have to be a real genius in these matters. I'm certainly not, to recognize what that might mean. Abramoff quite clearly has direct links to the Zionist movement and to the government of Israel. of course, his name has cropped up with a number of these ongoing criminal investigations that have involved influence peddling on Capitol Hill. The link between Jack Abramoff and the erstwhile Christian Coalition President Ralph Reed is, I think, suggestive of a much larger issue and a much larger problem here.
Yeah.
But when you look at the Council for National Policy, it's again fascinating to me to go through all of these names and to see who these people are and what their links are potentially or known to some very, 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 very problematic things. And you can go from Pat Abramoff all the way to Pat Boone on this, interestingly enough. And when you continue, again, researching this, you come to other names that would be suggestive to the listeners. Joseph F. Farah, for example, the editor of WorldNet Daily, comes to mind here. He's on the list.
Yep.
And going through all of this list of names, again, just in general terms, I don't think it is at all illegitimate to say that it's certainly the case. When you look at the people on this list, including Alan Keyes, by the way, he's another one that we've talked about that crops up here, and Jackie may have some other things to say about him. She was just starting to get into his relationship somehow to the Minutemen organization. But, you know, when you see names like Abramoff and Joseph Farah and Ralph Reed and Alan Keyes that crop up on these lists, and, of course, that begs the question in regard to some of the people that they're linked to that are not on this list. You take Alan Keyes, for example. He is very definitively linked to William Kristol, the editor of the Weekly Standard. And, of course, Kristol's father, Irving Kristol, a very obvious big player in terms of the Wall Street Journal and Zionist interests and banking interests. Well, William Kristol, the current head of the Weekly Standard and talk show guru at Fox News, among other places, clearly there's a direct link to Keyes. So why is it, on the one hand, that Keyes seems to have such an effective relationship with a number of people directly involved in the neoconservative movement, the worst end of it, by the way? And yet, on the other hand, Keyes routinely turns up at Christian right functions, including some very visible functions in recent years with the Constitution Party. You know, you look at this, and it's a little hard not to suspect that there are issues related to both infiltration and controlled opposition here. Now, this is not to say that I believe that even a majority of the members of the Constitution Party are involved in this or even understand it. I certainly didn't. But it is to say that when we look at these links, that this is to be underscored. Ed McAteer, the late Ed McAteer, with the Religious Roundtable, a very obvious player in high-level Zionist circles. His name crops up in this Council for National Policy database. And it just goes on and on, doesn't it? Let's just get back to Keyes for a minute here, Jackie. You were starting to talk about him a little bit before one of the breaks.
The main thing, I think that, you know, rather than go through all this, because it's much easier for people to read it than
sure.
hear somebody read it. But the Minutemen, you know, that is an organization that's so out there today. And I had one of them on my radio broadcast on Sweet Liberty.
I did too.
Yeah, and one of the things that concerned me, and this was in April of, 2 years ago, I guess, when they first came out, he said, well, we're only doing it for this month. I said, why? This is so important what you're doing. Well, he says, our main thrust here is that we want to start another political party. And I thought to myself, oh, dear God, no. You know, and I felt that they just didn't understand that any political party is never going to make it, because it's always going to be infiltrated, even if it started for the best reasons. But then I started reading their material and realizing, listening to the phraseology, that they have been compromised. And I don't know if they started out, I believe, at least in my heart, I believe that they started out well-meaning. And then, see, every time an organization comes out that looks like it could do something, it gets infiltrated. And then egos start getting involved, Mark. And here comes Alan Keyes. Maybe it was started by them in the first place, but the Minutemen Project, was organized. It's a project of the Declaration of Alliance, which is headed up by Alan Keyes. So did they start out for real and get compromised, or was it, I don't know. But whatever the truth is here, they are now a compromised organization, and I don't think they deserve one penny of people's support or even a thought. Even people who risk their lives to go out there to defend the borders. It's all controlled.
Well,
and nothing's going to come of it. Nothing. It just looks like there's opposition out there. We're defending our borders against all the illegals coming in. Nothing's going to happen.
Well, you know, here's another one for you, Jackie, and I want to be very careful in how I express this. Michael Perutka, who was the Constitution Party's candidate for president in 2004,
mm-hmm.
is a friend of mine. We haven't
mm-hmm.
talked in recent years, but I consider him to be a friend. I suspect he would say the same for me. And yet, I remember a couple of years ago when I was asked to come to the Maryland State Constitution Party National Committee meeting and convention and address those people in regard to what I thought the Constitution Party ought to be saying in 2004 and what their presidential candidate ought to be saying in 2004. I said something that's still online, by the way. Dave Black Online published this, among other locations, and my speech was entitled The Trinity Strategy. And what I attempted to say that day before these Constitution Party folks in Maryland was, look, we've got to identify those issues that are the most important issues before the body politic today. These are the issues that have to be brought to the fore by our presidential standard bearer, and we've got to ensure that these are the things that receive the most attention, and that they receive attention in battleground states where the Republican and Democratic contenders are running a neck-and-neck race, and the media is watching that particular state for those reasons. That's where our candidate needs to be, and it needs to be hitting these issues, not only because they're important, but because they draw a complete contrast between the Constitution Party's position on these subjects and what the controlled two-party system is. Exactly,
yeah,
what the Republicrats are saying. Well,
right.
The long and the short of it is that I noticed a couple of things in the months that followed. One is that Michael Perutka, a very fine man as far as I know, would talk occasionally about the project for a new American century. But to my knowledge, Michael never talked, to my knowledge, maybe he has and I missed it, but I don't think he was talking about the provable links of the Zionists and the provable links of the Likudnik wing of the Israeli political spectrum to the project for a new American century.
Right.
And when Michael would occasionally talk about foreign policy and talk about neoconservatism, he didn't seem to be going to the next step in terms of articulating who the real players are
right.
in that movement. And at the same time, Alan Keyes showed up at an event that Michael sponsored, I think after the presidential elections were over, some sort of a pro-life rally, as I remember reading about this in the Baltimore, Maryland area, where Michael had Alan Keyes as the keynote speaker at that event. And I, frankly, was very concerned about that. And now I'm reading that the man who was Michael Perutka's campaign manager, by and large, in that presidential race is a figure by the name of John Lofton. And Lofton appears in this Council for National Policy database and indicates that he was on the Council for National Policy's Board of Directors in 1982, editor of the Conservative Digest, of course. But it goes on to say, with a footnote that apparently corroborates this, that Lofton was a contributor to the Unification Church-sponsored Washington Times.
Sun Young
so,
Moon.
Yes, there you have the
you got
the moon
the connection.
There you've got the moon connection.
Yes.
And again, quite curious, isn't it, that when you look at some of the mainstream figures in the so-called Christian right, which I would assume people would think of Michael Perutka and Alan Keyes in those terms, that all of a sudden you have Keyes links to William Crystal, all of a sudden you have Michael Perutka's links to John Lofton, who was his paid manager of his presidential effort, as I understand this, in 2004 with the Constitution Party.
Right.
And again, I would find it hard to believe with my personal acquaintance with Michael Perutka that he is a deliberate member of a conspiracy. I would want to say that on the air, and yet by the same token, when I look at Lofton and Lofton's links as they appear here with the Council for National Policy and with Moon's Washington Times and with some of the establishment figures in the conservative wing of the Republican Party, it really begs the question, how effective can a political party or movement be against the real forces of the New World Order?
It won't ever.
Exactly, where
it
you start seeing these kinds of folks coming into the movement, take Keyes, for example, quite clearly involved with William Crystal all the way back to the time that they were roommates together at Harvard University.
Yep.
I learned that in 1996 when Joe Sobrin published that fact. And here you had Keyes in the 1996 Iowa caucus clearly being used by the Israeli lobby and the neoconservatives to ensure that Pat Buchanan did not get out of the starting gate properly as far as the early showings were concerned there. Now, this then brings us to Buchanan, because you mentioned Buchanan earlier, and I wanted to get back to that. By the end of 1996, Pat Buchanan had not only taken himself out of third-party sweepstakes for the presidency, but the day before the Republican National Convention, I happened to attend his event in Escondido, California, where he issued he actually did it the next day, actually on the floor of the Republican National Convention, where he gave an endorsement of Bob Dole, which floored a lot of the people that had been connected with him. But go ahead with this.
Well, okay, think about, was it 92 when he was running?
Yes.
In the primaries? Okay, he didn't make it through the primaries, but throughout that whole thing, he was exposing the dangers of the, quote, George Bush's New World Order. As if it was George Bush's idea, but he was so good, and he seduced so many people. And when he didn't make it through the primaries, he endorsed George Bush.
And
people didn't see that, Mark.
Let me say something here, Jackie, and I think you're going to be proven right on this. But in 1992, I looked at that and I thought, okay, Pat, you're obviously trying to get the inside track of the nomination for 96 as a Republican. I'm still in the Republican Party, so maybe we have to hold our noses and to say, okay, just for tactical reasons alone, we endorse George Herbert Walker Bush lukewarmly, with a clear understanding that we've got lane one for the 1996 nomination and a much better platform to actually try and win this thing the next time out. So I didn't like it, but I accepted that as a tactical move then. But by 96, the endorsement of Dole with all of the circumstances that surrounded that, that's when, to me, the wheels completely came off of that thing.
You know,
and that I see no justification for it whatsoever.
Think about this. Wasn't it CNN Crossfire? Wasn't Buchanan on, was it CNN or one of the networks? You are never going to be on one of those controlled networks unless you're part of the program. He's part of the controlled opposition. He was from the get-go. Pat Buchanan is the Knight of Malta, and on Roger Fredenberg's program, Roger was having him on one evening, and he called me. He said, Kelly Nelson said I should call you and ask you about Pat Buchanan. What questions should I ask him on the air? I said, ask him if he is Sovereign Military Order of Malta, a Knight of Malta. But there is a Knight of Malta, there's the SMOM. And he asked him on the air, he said, people are saying that you're a Knight of Malta. And Buchanan said, yes, it's a benevolent, you know, society, and it costs me about $5,000 a year for benevolent, you know, things. And then I called in and I said, to his producer, ask him if he's SMOM. And then they were off the air. And so Roger stayed on the phone with Pat. This wasn't on the air. But on the phone after they were off the air, he said, are you Sovereign Military Order of Malta? Buchanan said, yes. Now, the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, they take an oath directly to the Pope, to the Vatican, to the Catholic Church. You cannot have a double allegiance. You cannot be have allegiance to the universal church and to America. You can't. So he was just another really wonderful. I knew he was a phony in 1992. I saw it. But yet in 96, when he was on, they showed his speech on C-SPAN, and he was so wonderful. I sat in my living room and clapped my hands and applauded him because he said so much. But see, the thing is this. Think about the controlled opposition as rat poison. I said this on the air one night. The rat poison, 99.5% of the ingredients are nutritious for the rat. It's that 0.5% that kills. And that's what they're like. They say so much that's so right that they seduce the really, really good people. And we've got to learn to be discerning.
Yes. We will be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Jackie Petru of SweetLiberty.org has been our guest today. And in these final minutes, Jackie, again, I've been going through this Council for National Policy database I may try to post this later, Breaking All the Rules News. It would be very interesting for more paleoconservatives and America First people to take a look at this database of the Council for National Policy to see how suggestive it is of the amount of compromise that has been going on in both the American right generally, the establishment American right, as well as the establishment Christian right. Alan Keyes seems to be a microcosm of the much larger problem with his links to William and Irving Kristol. And there's a very lengthy discussion of Keyes in this CNP membership directory or CNP database. And again, very curious that whether you're talking about the Constitution Party or you're talking about some of the pro-life groups or WorldNetDaily.com, Joseph Farah's news site, which is, of course, clearly pro-Zionist, pro-neocon, and is again, Farah is another member of the Council for National Policy. Are we, in fact, looking at something here where this Council for National Policy, or CNP, might be a real Rosetta Stone in understanding the larger dynamics of what's happening?
Yes, and, you know, there. If I could briefly just give you another example of this association with the elite.
Sure, we got about 4 minutes.
Okay, well, Bill, the Gun Owners of America was established by Bill Richardson, a former California state senator. And back in the 70s, Robert O. Anderson was going to be given some position with the NRA, the National Rifle Association. Robert O. Anderson was associated with the Aspen Institute of Humanistic Studies, which is totally anti-gun, a member of the CFR, and associated with the CED, which is the Committee on Economic Development. That was established and is controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations, and they're the ones that basically took over the states, the CED. Betty Mills went to Washington when she found this out, and she put out a flyer, put them all over the place. And they held up the flyer and said, is the person who put this out, are you in the room? And Betty said, yes. They said, would you explain it? And she said, and so she told who Robert O. Anderson is. She said, how can the NRA appoint this man to a position when he is an anti-gunner? And she said, there was Bill Richardson, founder of the Gun Owners of America, endorsing and supporting Robert O. Anderson for that position in the NRA. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, is a longtime member of the CNP.
Yes, and I had seen some things, and I happen to belong to Gun Owners of America, as well as the National Rifle Association,
right,
or the Texas State Rifle Association. But I had seen some interesting statements that Pratt had made not too long ago on foreign policy, which suggests that he may well be in support of this interventionist foreign policy in the Middle East. And I wish we had a little bit more time to explore that, but we don't. Jackie Petru of SweetLiberty.org, I'd like to thank you for being on Mark Dankoff's America today, coming to us live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See you next week. God bless.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.